and water expert.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor.
The Olathe Fire Department is recognizing National Wildfire Community Preparedness Day by educating the community about the dangers of wildfires and how to prevent them. Fire Captain Ryan Straley has responded to fires across the country and says wildfires in the Midwest are a real risk between developed land and unoccupied lands like green spaces and open fields. And a person was caught allegedly using a 9mm gun to catch fish in Garden City. J.P. Bazette has more.
According to Kansas Wildlife and Parks game wardens in Finney County, the individual was ticketed for using illegal means to take fish and for not having a fishing license, and the gun was seized. The wardens emphasize that it is illegal in Kansas to use firearms to catch fish, plus using a gun for fishing can be hazardous. No information was provided on the suspect's gender or where the incident occurred.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold in Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think Farman picked me. I didn't pick Farman. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A 3-judge panel of the Kansas Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments tomorrow, Tuesday, May 9th, at the Huck Boyd Community Center in Phillipsburg. Judges Sarah Warner, Angela Cobble, and Rachel Pickering will hear oral arguments in 2 sessions at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and both of the sessions are open to the public. The morning session, which includes 2 cases, will be attended by students from several area high schools. At 9:30 a.m., before the morning oral arguments begin, the judges will discuss the court system and explain how a case progresses from filing to trial to appeal. After the hearing of the morning cases, the judges will be available to answer questions from students and other members of the public about the court and the court procedures. The evening session will consist of an oral argument and 1 appeal that arose out of Phillips County. And again, after the argument, the judges will accept questions from the public about the judicial process. Following the evening argument, there will be a reception where members of the community can speak more casually with the judges. Attorneys for each side will have an opportunity to present arguments to the judges, and the judges will have a chance to ask questions. The court will then take each case under consideration and will issue a written decision at a later date, usually within 60 days. There are 14 judges on the Court of Appeals, and they sit in panels of 3 to decide cases. In fiscal year 2022, the Court of Appeals resolved appeals in 1,060 cases, including 781 in which the court issued a formal written decision. The 3 cases to be heard on May 9th in Phillipsburg originate from Ness, Marion, and Phillips counties. The cases to be heard at 10 a.m. include the State of Kansas versus Adrian Garcia Oregel out of Ness County, and this is a criminal appeal, and State of Kansas versus Amy D. Stutzman out of Marion County, and this is a criminal appeal. The case being heard at 6 p.m., Rodney L. Ross et al. Versus Norman Terry Nelson et al. Is out of Phillips County, and this is a civil appeal. The ST and Mabel Nuddycombe Charitable Trustees are pleased to announce the selection of scholarship awardees for the school year beginning August 2023, and the trustees are awarding scholarships totaling $37,000 to students in Phillips and Norton County. For the $2,500 renewal scholarship from Phillipsburg, Lauren Hirsink, the $3,000 scholarship from Logan Madison Brackney, from Phillipsburg, Heather Skimper, and from Norton, Libby Puga. The $2,500 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Trinity Gross and McKenna Rusum, and from Norton, Colin Brooks. The $1,500 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Taryn Sides, from Northern Valley, Shaylee Vesteca, and from Norton, Cooper Bailey, Dean Clark, Ellie Katz, and Avery Porter. And the $1,000 scholarships for Votek JUCO from Logan, Chelsea Brown, and Kaylee Euland, from Norton, Ella Carter, Lillian Hoft, and Jalen Rumbach, and from Phillipsburg, Jaden Bells, Cadence Lamont, Jalen Miller, and Madison Salida. A statewide student entrepreneurship competition featuring 77 high schools and 5 community college teams from across the state has awarded entrepreneurial-minded students $75,000 in total prize money. The 10th Annual Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge gave students from around the state experience in the process of making a business proposal, and the event was organized by Kansas State University's Center for the Advancement of Entrepreneurship. The Kansas Masonic Foundation sponsored the event, and it was also supported by Network Kansas. Prior to the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, many of the teams competed in a local-level competition series hosted by Network Kansas, known as the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. And the winning team from each of the 56 local competitions automatically qualified for a spot in the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, and all qualifying teams received $700. In the high school competition, Kinsey Skirtland of Norton was one of 5 students winning $1,700. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on May 3rd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the April 19th City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 4 building permits presented for approval. Dallas Goslin reported that the Norton County Economic Development has been awarded the base grant, and they are currently working on completing the process to get the 50% disbursement up front. And with that, the city had pledged $100,000 to the base grant. Dallas stated that it's now time for the city to either disburse the money or pass a resolution. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to direct the city attorney to draft a resolution stating that the city's financial commitment of $100,000 to the base grant. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dallas then presented the application for highway access from the Kansas Department of Transportation for the council's support. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to accept this and support the Norton County Economic Development's application for highway access. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And lastly, Dallas introduced J.R. Roble, who was present on behalf of PETRA. J.R. provided information on the process and timeline for the Moderate Income Housing Project Grant through the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to have the city attorney prepare a resolution for the moderate income housing application. And the vote was taken and the motion carried. Don Rivera with the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center reported on the services they provided in 2022. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to approve a donation of $4,000 to the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center. And the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that she met with Judge Hawks and the court clerk, Veronica Rojas, and they would like to present and inform the Public Safety Committee their plan for cleaning up old case files. A Public Safety Committee meeting was then scheduled for 4 p.m. on May 16th. Police Chief Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met and reviewed the 2024 capital budget requests from each department. City Administrator James Maru reported that the water tower has been completely drained and the crews have started cleaning and working on both the inside and outside of the tower. The maintenance is estimated to be complete in 4 to 6 weeks. A motion was made by Ron Briary and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the formal third reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste, the duty of owner-occupant within the city of Norton, Kansas. And a motion was then made by Ron Briary and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance Number 1760. The votes were taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briary and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce's application for cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined area inside the Elmwood Park Speedway on July 7th. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve a financing application with Ford Credit for the purchase of 2 2023 Ford Police Interceptors, pending further information on the financing terms. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 3:30 p.m. on May 16th, and a motion was made by Ron Briary and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 9 as a whole, and the motions carried. The council then adjourned at 6:12 p.m. Memorial services for Norma Wegener, 99 of Norton, will be held on Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
Moms help us grow in many ways, and this Sunday, it's time for you to celebrate her on Mother's Day. Stop in to the Garden Gate Greenhouse, conveniently located on Highway 36, for a rainbow of bedding plants, hanging baskets, patio planters, and creative yard art. Pre-made, beautifully arranged planters and novelty arrangements, there's something for every mom. So show your mom how much you've grown with a special gift from the Garden Gate Greenhouse, located on Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. What is the latest on the drought coverage pertaining to particular ag commodities? Rod Bain has the details.
Drought coverage as spring crop progress continues at bay. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for corn and soybeans,
most of the corn and soybean production areas that are currently located in drought are mainly west of the Mississippi River, focused across that western corn belt area, the same area that was hit by drought during the growing season last year in 2022.
Back-to-back years of drought appears to be the case for growing areas of crops like sorghum and cotton.
As you look at winter wheat production, we've got near record low conditions, and 49% of the U.S. winter wheat production area currently in drought, up from 48% in late March, but down somewhat from last year's number at this time, 69% in drought in early May of 2022.
Drought coverage is down for hay growing states from the previous month, while U.S. cattle inventory in drought is up. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organizations report that food prices rose in April for the first time in a year. The organization says the increases stem from higher sugar, meat, and rice prices. The Food Price Index, which tracks the international prices of commodity-traded food commodities, averaged 127.2 points in April, 0.6% higher than in March. The reading was 19% below April in 2022, but still 5% higher than April in 2021. The FAO Sugar Price Index rose almost 18% in March, reaching its highest point since October 2011. The Meat Price Index rose 1.3% during the month, driven primarily by higher prices for pig meat. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Sunny and warm across our state today with upper-level high pressure staying put over the central plains. Above average daytime highs again with mostly mid-80s, but a few upper 80s in our south-central counties, and it may be a little bit breezy. Precipitation chances stay low through the afternoon, but will increase this evening and overnight in our western counties with scattered thunderstorms developing after midnight. Another warm front will head northward from the panhandles early Wednesday, and we get scattered showers and thunderstorms just about statewide. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a nearly stationary front is parked over southeast Kansas, with high pressure over the central Rockies extending out to cover most of the plains. Low pressure is still over the southern plains, and a low pressure lee trough is east of the Rockies, and that'll help boost our daytime highs well into the 80s today and again tomorrow. Might see an isolated shower or thunderstorm or two late today and into tonight for our southeastern counties. Then after midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms in our western high plains as low pressure develops near the panhandles. Tomorrow we start off with sunshine in eastern Kansas with some clouds west and central and a chance of showers and thunderstorms as that warm front gets together. And we have enough moist air ahead of it to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms to most of our state by late tomorrow. This afternoon's high temperatures in the northwest counties, upper 70s and low 80s with upper 40s and low 50s overnight, mid 80s north central and mid to upper 50s for the overnight lows. Northeast, we're in the mid 80s for the afternoon highs, and tonight we're in the upper 50s. Low to mid 80s southwest and low to mid 50s for the overnight hours. South central, mid to upper 80s and upper 50s and low 60s overnight. Southeast, mid 80s today, and tonight we're in the low 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, have you been thinking about freeze branding those replacement heifers? Valley Vet Supply has number sets and can make your own custom brand as well. Valley Vet also is your headquarters for electric brands, tattoo equipment, and ear tags, including Ytex and Ritchie, as well as EID tags. And you can safeguard your calf crop by using a special 2-inch calf brand from Valley Vet. No matter where you live, you always get neighborly customer service, expert advice, and quick shipping. Everything for your cattle and ranch horses at Valley Vet in Marysville. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com. Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 130.802. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.